mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Okay, here we are with the Cristo de Rock en 100.7 FM KWRD. CristoTheRock.com, you can find us in the web. Spell it C-R-I-S-T-O and The Rock, T-H-E-R-O-C-K.com.
Or on Facebook, Crystal The Rock /Dallas.
Okay, I didn't know that. I don't have a Facebook account.
I'm sitting with Guillermo Morales. How can they reach you?
Yeah. Welcome, my name is Guillermo Morales. I'm a doctor in physical therapy. I'm with Arlington Physical Therapy. That's our place. We help the people with the word of encouragement of Jesus Christ every day. You can find us on the web, arlingtonphysicaltherapy.com, or you can phone us at 817-466-7276, and we can help you the best we can with all your muscle and joint pains.
All right.
Okay. So what we have, here with us is Tina Elmergreen. That's our friend, and she's in charge of this whole program here. So how are you doing, Tina?
Well, that would be the big guy, but he kind of directs us, right?
Of course.
Doing good. Just came back from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my hometown.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
I was there about a week ministering with Minister Ricky Vargas and Bishop Otis Clark and his daughter and his granddaughter, three generations.
My goodness.
Ministry team.
And how old is that ministry? Minister?
Well, he's 107.
My goodness.
He is the oldest traveling evangelist in the world. And okay. So talk about a walking miracle.
Okay. Did you hear about that in Spanish? Él tiene 107 años de vida. Y está compartiendo la palabra de Dios y de Jesucristo a través de todo el mundo. Y él fue el único sobreviviente de Azusa Revival
en
California. That was
1906.
So it's all about healing. Todo acerca de sanamiento, sanación. Es un increíble ministerio.
And the Lord sure showed up in a big way with Minister Vargas and used his hands on a woman's knee, and another lady from the choir at one of the churches had been battling with TMJ, and she reported the next day that everything was gone, and the Lord healed her TMJ.
My goodness.
And then we were at Victory Academy, Christian Academy, with about 100 children.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were all taken by the Lord and on the floor crying, and five of them received the gift of tongues, and it was just a really
neat trip.
Okay. Yes. What did you do?
Well, this past week I shared with some friends, but the weekend before it was Labor Day weekend, and we went down to the coast, the Gulf Coast. There is a place here in Texas called Port Aransas.
Okay.
It's very neat. It's an island out of Corpus Christi. It's a very neat place. It's a family place, and we went with four families, three families from Colombia, we are from Chile, and another family from Mexico. So we rented two houses, and we have fun. The kids love it, have fun, good weather. Until Monday, they start the storm there, so time to come back.
And so do you rent one big villa? Or
we rent two houses, because in our house we were 8 people, and their house there were 16 people.
16 in one?
Yeah, but they have fun. We have all have fun. We all ate together, and wonderful. A lot of kids around, so it was
amazing.
A really, really beach experience. So we have.
And did you go fishing?
No, we didn't have time for that. We just went to the beach, enjoyed, played games with the kids, volleyball, boogie boarding, and they built castles and stuff. And then at night we played board games with the women and men.
Nice.
We play a game called Sequence, the board game. We play women against men.
Oh, really?
And they normally beat us, and this was the first time we beat them. So they were sad, we were happy.
Wow.
That was after dinner, of course, because Otherwise, we couldn't be without him.
Oh, I would have loved to have been a little visitor there with all the great food that you probably cooked.
Yeah, that
great
was good.
Spanish food, huh?
Kind of. It was a combination of everything.
A mixture, a fusion of American and South American, right?
Yeah, American, South American, Italian. They cooked some pasta. And,
wow.
We did fish. I don't say we did fish because it was too many people. So they cook very cheap. Put it away, but because it was a lot of people, but it was fun.
Wow,
we were
nice.
Not about, we had a lot of fun.
Nice,
that was a nice experience.
Well, you can actually join us at our churches if you're looking for a church home, or if you have been out of going to church for a while and would like to start back going to church. Where can our listeners go to church?
We go to Field the Road Baptist Church, it's a Baptist church in Arlington, Texas. Uh-huh. We have our Hispanic ministry there too. We have an Hispanic minister. He went to the Southwestern Seminary. I do the translation, so if somebody doesn't speak Spanish, they can have headphones.
They
can have somebody translate it for them, either me or other three members. We do instant translation, what the pastor is saying at the 11 o'clock service.
Okay.
So that's a very good service that we have for people who doesn't speak English. My mother-in-law, when come from Chile, she normally goes there and she listens to our voice there, and she's very happy. She likes it.
Well, that's
good music and good spiritual teaching.
I go to Irving Bible Church, and also I attend classes at Empowering Life. So Irving Bible Church, of course, in Irving off of Kinwest, and then Empowering Life Church in Bedford is another great church to attend. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, I feel kind of awkward walking into a church because they're going to think I'm new and I'm going to get all these people coming over to me and I just want to slip in and slip out. You can actually do that, especially with Irving Bible, because it's a big church. They won't even know if you're new or not.
Okay.
So just slip in and slip out and see how you like it. The music ministry is great there. So if you love music, you're going to love the service.
Yeah.
And they also have a service at 5 o'clock on Sunday night, that's bilingual, where you can listen with headphones. So, check it out.
In our church, we have service at 9:30. It was a conservative, kind of old-fashioned church service with the choir and all that kind of stuff. And 11 o'clock is contemporary. So it's the music that you listen on the Christian radio station here locally.
KLTY.
Yeah, KLTY, exactly. So it's a lot of empowering, a lot of young kids. That's the time. 11 o'clock is where college kid, junior high school come and service at that time, and says we really like it. We've been there for 12 years already, so we haven't found our place there.
We found a place.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
So everybody's welcome if they want to come and find a place where they really teach the Word of God and really teach you how to grow in the Word with Jesus Christ in your life. You're welcome to come to Field the Road. You can find Field the Road, I think it's fielder.org, O-R-G.
And you can F-I-E-L-D-E-R, right?
F-I-E-L-D-E-R,
fielder.org, .org.
The Fielder only. The website is fielder.org.
Oh, just fielder.org.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's easier to remember.
Yeah, easy to remember. Yeah.
And then we're irvingbible.org.
Okay.
And that's easy to remember too.
Yeah. So how long have you been going to that church?
Just since I've been in Irving, Texas, I should say, which is just over 2 years.
Over 2 years. Oh,
so
my goodness.
They're a big church. It's just under, I believe, 10,000 people.
My goodness.
And so that's why I said you can slip in and slip out and no one will even know.
Exactly.
If you're new or not.
Yep.
And they have a community meal after the services on Sunday night at 5.
Yeah.
And it's $5.
Okay. So. Good food?
It's good.
Yeah,
they rotate different menu items. it's good.
That's where you go and cook. Okay, that's good. Okay, what else in your mind right now? So today we're two people. Normally we're three people. We're four or five in the studio, but today we're long range. Two of us.
Missing Pastor Mark.
Yes, Pastor Mark is the funny one.
Shout out to Pastor Mark, Words of Life in Hurst. That's another good church if you haven't.
What is the name again?
Words of Life Christian Center.
Yeah.
In Hurst, off of Pipeline. off of Pipeline Road. If you know where the Blockbuster is, he is in that shopping strip there.
Okay.
Little shopping mall.
How can you find it on the web? Does he have a website?
You know what? I'll probably have to let the listeners know about that the next segment because I haven't memorized his website.
But, okay.
Well, actually, I don't know if he's actually memorized his
That's fine. He doesn't know his Facebook account, that's for sure.
Or his cell phone number. He's probably laughing at us right now as we speak.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, well, what else are we going to talk about here? We have a topic for tonight that we're going to get into.
Yes, the topic tonight is I'm coming from a Catholic background.
Me too.
In the Catholic Church, they always teach you, of course, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary. But they don't teach you one thing. They don't teach you is how to be a Christian, how to become one, and how to stay one, and how to grow in the Word, reading the Word of God on the daily basis as much as you can. Get that hunger for the Word, basically. That's what the Holy Spirit gives to you.
He does, doesn't he?
When you become a Christian, you would just want to never enough to you. And you start reading, and then it's a never-ending
hunger.
So, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk how to grow in the Word, how to make sure also that you are a Christian and you're doing the right thing, because everybody thinks you need to do a lot of stuff to become a Christian, and actually you don't have to.
Well, that's what a lot of the Catholicism teaches, I think, right?
It's a work-based religion. There is a lot of work-based religions out there, if you think about it. A lot of people... I was just listening on the radio program, a lot of false prophets, a lot of religions, they look like Christianity on the outside.
Good point.
And they showed, because they have the word Christ in it, or Jesus Christ in it, and they have the Bible. They call, we have the Holy Bible, and some people say, we have
so
the only good,
them a good
translation of it. But then the definition of each one of who Jesus Christ is, who the God, the Father, God, the Son, the Holy Spirit are, is totally different than the main Christianity is. And the funny thing is when you start reading the New Testament and the New Testament accounts in the book of Acts and everything, and you can see how the apostles suffered for the word of Christ,
they sure did.
Then you can relate, so if they were Jews and they were following God, supposed to be the only God, either you call it Jehovah, Yahweh, or whatever. The Jews, they call it with just the four-letter word. And now you're preaching Jesus Christ, and you're still a Jew. How in the world are you going to live 4,000 years of being Jew and follow Christ? Who is Christ? You know, that was my question when I just first became a Christian, real Christian, after left the Catholic Church, and then I have encountered with people that were not believers, and they start challenging me, and it was good that the people challenge you, because they start saying, you know what, the Bible doesn't say this, for example, who wrote the most of the book of the Old Testament, the New Testament, and my uncle said, it was Paul, and Paul didn't even know Jesus, and I said, I don't know, any idea who Paul was, I said, who is Paul, you know, it was not one of the apostles, who was Paul? So that's how ignorant I was. So as you start reading and everything, you encounter that...
I think we all went through that.
Exactly. And there is a lot of truth. And then you start following. Say, how come if Paul was a jealous, very zealous Jew? He was from the Sanhedrin. He was a very sect of the select group of Pharisees that they really, really know the Word of God, the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. How come he start following Jesus Christ?
Yeah. Up with that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's somebody put it in perspective one time. He said, it's like Osama bin Laden become a Christian nowadays.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody like that really, really hate Christians, and then all of a sudden become a Christian and start preaching about Christ. So what's up with that?
Big change.
So something really, really important has to happen for that event to take effect in somebody's life.
That's true.
And that's where I start my journey, and that's where...
And then you're on fire.
And that's where I'm fire. Yeah, I'm fire for Christ, of course, and I'm fire for the Word, and always reading and reading more and researching. I mean, the Word, even though this is the Word of God, but you can still research from the outside and verify if he's telling you the truth, because that was the other people, the people and not in the world, they say, well, the Bible is not true because they have so much contradiction or they have this and that. So the challenge is you have to look and find out. Okay, we have not much time left in this segment, so we invite you to look for us in christotherock.com or 100.7 FM KWRD. You can find there in the web. You can listen there. That's right.
Thewordfm.com. Okay. Anywhere in the world, you can log on to that website and listen to us live by just clicking on the top of that website page. It'll say Listen Live, I think it says.
Yeah.
You just click there at the top, and there we are.
And can you look for the archives, too?
We do have old programs that are posted on our website, which is crystaltherock.com.
Okay.
So you can listen to some old shows from the past, and this show will actually be posted up there as soon as Monday. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so the people can look for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you.
So we're going to go into some music.
Ah, that's right.
A couple of songs for you, some great music that we have lined up for you right here, Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM.
Julio.
Imposible que pueda respirar y sin
a
ti.
A ti no voy a renunciar.
No, no,
no. Voy a volver atrás.
No.
Tú eres lo que necesito.
Eres lo que quiero yo.
Eres un sueño hecho realidad.
Sí. Eres lo que quiero.
dispuesto, Padre, y así está mi corazón. Dispuesto está mi ruaja a alabarte con amor. Oh Santo Hashem, bendito seas. Oh, oh. Estoy dispuesto, Padre, dispuesto a recibir. Dispuesta está mi Neshama a que hagas algo en mí. Oh Santo Hashem, bendito seas. Bendito seas tú, bendita sean tus obras, que sea vida tu Torah en mí. Bendito seas tú, bendita son tus obras, por tu misericordia y vida en mí. Bendito seas tú. Estoy dispuesto, Padre, y así está mi corazón. Dispuesto está mi ruaja a alabarte con amor. Oh Santo Hashem, bendito seas. Bendito seas tú, bendita sean tus obras, que sea vida tu Torah en mí. Bendito seas tú, bendita son tus obras, por tu misericordia y vida en mí. Bendito seas tú. Estoy dispuesto, Padre, dispuesto a recibir. Dispuesta está mi Neshama a que hagas algo en mí. Oh, oh, bendito seas tú.
Nuevo por Jesús. Tengo alegría que no cambiaría. Me quito el dolor. Soy libre por su amor. Tengo la gracia que no merecía. Tengo un corazón nuevo por Jesús. Tengo alegría que no cambiaría. Me quito el dolor. Soy libre por su amor. Tengo la gracia que no merecía. Me sacó de mi prisión. Mis cadenas se rompió. Y las cosas han quedado atrás. Me echó libre por amor. Compasión, el juicio ya fue pagado por su amor. Las cadenas que me ataban me rompió. Libre soy, me echó libre por